N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.
Welcome back to the N10 show. On the show this week, running a small business, we talked to Susanna Guidoni Sorkin about her company A Room in My House, which she runs with her sister and their very successful vintage market at Highgate's Boogaloo.
It's something that always surprises you, how word spreads and people come in and you think, oh, I'm just running this little fair, but before you know it, people are going, oh, I've heard about this fair in Highgate. And I would have never imagined, if you'd asked me a year ago, where we'd be with this when we'd just done the odd fair in Hampstead.
Getting into acting, we talked to recent graduate Lee Knight about drama school.
You do your first audition, if you get through that day, I think the first three are that day, and then you come back for the final open day, which is a day at the school. And that day, we were doing this movement class, and I wanted it so much that I remember I had to be taken out of the class because my feet were bleeding.
And the What's On piece this week is the Muswell Hill Market at O'Neill's on Saturday.
We're going to have lots of stalls. There's going to be people selling vintage things, collectibles, handmade art items like candles and jewellery and all sorts of things, really. A real mixed bag of local talent.
You're listening to The N10 Show with me, LJ. We begin this week at Boogaloo, the pub on Archway Road, famous for having the likes of Pete Doherty and, when they were an item, Kate Moss, but now home to an amazing vintage market, which is run by Susanna Guidoni Sorkin, her sister Christina and friend Alison. Susanna explains what to expect at the market.
We have a mix between vintage clothing, craft, gifts, jewellery, greetings cards, people from across Europe, across the UK. So we're, you know, there's a good mix of really different styles and influences that go into people's work.
We're all here because we're all small businesses and we need each other to feed off, and we all work together, and that's what spreads the word, and bit by bit we all build up. We've seen small businesses come through us and having stall after stall over a few months, and then they go into the bigger ones, and then they get their own little shop in a little market, and it's lovely to see people grow. And
we've got regulars like Rockbot Candy that do retro and vintage sweets. They've actually just opened their new store in Potter's Bar as well, so that's one of the people that we've seen grow as well.
Ian Daniels.
So talk me through what you have here.
We've got a range of sweets and gifts from our shop in Potter's Bar, just to try and bring back some memories. Sherbet fountains.
Nice, sherbet dib dabs.
Yeah, bonbons, flying saucers, all the old fashioned sweets.
and Froggatt.
Do you make these cards?
Yes. It's a lino print, which is where you get a piece of basically rubber and you carve out of it with a sharp tool. It's drawings of tree branches, mostly, of those things. Little bits of landscape, particularly sort of urban bits of landscape, where you get nice, pretty little bits of trees and copses.
It's something that always surprises you, how word spreads and people come in, and you think, oh, I'm just running this little fair, but before you know it, people are going, oh, I've heard about this fair in Highgate. And I would have never imagined, if you'd asked me a year ago, where we'd be with this when we'd just done the odd fair in Hampstead, and suddenly we're here and we know so many people and we've met new businesses, and what's helped us, we've helped them, and it's just fantastic.
Do you think it's been a sort of 12-month mark that it's noticeably taken off?
Yes,
it's taken you sort
definitely.
Of 12 months.
I think kind of we got to the 6-month point and we knew we could see it steadily growing, and at that point then the bookings was the biggest increase. That from that point we were just 3 months booked up in advance.
And if people are interested that are listening that wanted to have a store here, what are the kind of costings? How much? What's the outlay?
It's £12 a stall, and for that you get one small table and a little floor space round. We do a deal if you book two stalls or more at the same time, you get it for £10, which for people to spend a Saturday afternoon in a pub with a bit of cake is, even if they sell a couple of things, it's a bonus to them.
Well, it's a fabulous networking opportunity as well.
Definitely. So. I mean, the amount people learn and the amount people, the feedback's great, people saying to us, oh, I've met so-and-so and they've told me about this. They learn how to do their labels, how to do the signs, you know, what's going to make their stall look good. Me and my sister run A Room in My House Limited, which is a vintage clothing, accessories, furniture, mixed with hand-produced homewares and gifts. Both me and my sister have got creative backgrounds, so by trade she is a graphic designer. She's got a bit of a penchant for crochet, so started doing toys and cushions, and it kind of just grew, and she started the idea of a room in my house because that's where she was producing her goods from. In the meantime, for the last 10 years I've worked in photography and fashion styling and a bit of retail merchandising, windows, and always had a very big passion for vintage. We actually lost our father a couple of years ago, and we inherited a very gorgeous Victorian warehouse. I'd been thinking of moving into something that was a bit more my own business, and Christina has started what she already had, so it kind of came at this right time that we just formed together, and it all worked really well, that the hand-produced side sat alongside the vintage very well. I buy a lot of retro fabrics that then Christina can turn into a lot of the homewares, so it created this really nice link.
And your father presumably was in business then if he left you a warehouse?
Yes, he was a shop fitter and carpenter by trade, and he owned this building in East Finchley, and on the ground floor used to be his workshop. So when we started, we were faced with a workshop that was absolutely full to the brim of boxes, tools, equipment. It was an absolute colossal job, but we spent about 6 months getting it cleared out. You know, put nice wallpaper up, painted everywhere, laid a floor, and bit by bit evolved it into the shop that it is now. And it's a bit of an Aladdin's cave, you know, it's all bits all over the place, and it's a lovely feeling when customers walk in and they don't know where to look first, but they can really take their time just perusing every little shelf and nook and cranny for all the different products.
So when's the next fair?
Next fair is April the 7th, Easter Saturday. So we'll be having a bit of an Easter extravaganza, Easter egg hunt, special prizes.
That was Susanna Guidone Sorkin. Let's move on now to making it as an actor. Thespian Lee Knight explains what path he took.
I trained at Drama Centre London, which is one of the top schools in the country. Colin Firth and Tom Hardy are flying the flag at the moment. Yeah. They both train there. Now so many people apply to it. They don't let everyone have an audition. They get about 3,500 applicants. But most,
how many positions?
They've now cut it to about 13 a year. So on the BA 3,000
to 13.
Yeah, 13. So they won't see all those 3,000, but they'll see, you know, a lot. You do your first audition. If you get through that day, I think the first three are that day, and then you come back for the final open day, which is a day at the school. And that day, we were doing this movement class, and I wanted it so much that I remember I had to be taken out of the class because my feet were bleeding all over the floor because I'd... this movement class barefoot, we'd been just, it was like madness. It was just like madness. Like they play, there's a guy at Drama Centre that plays the bongos, all this percussion.
It's a sort of trance.
Yeah,
something.
It's so intense there. You know, the movement there is famous for being so intense. There's no movement class like it. No drama school has movement like that. And my feet were bleeding. I had to go and bandage them up. And then I came back and they said, you don't have to carry on. I said, no, I want to carry on. I mean, half the time I didn't have a clue what it was about or what I was doing. You kind of just go, you have to just go with it. And I think that's the lesson of becoming an actor, is that you just have to get rid of all fear and inhibition and throw yourself into it, even if you look like a complete prat. I can't, it's crazy. It was 13 hours a day. We'd get in at 8:30, do vocal warm-up. Some of us did, not everyone. I have to say I worked so hard on my voice. I dived into it completely, 13 hours a day, weekends as well, Saturdays you go in.
How long's the course?
3 years.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Did you keep that up for 3 years?
3 years, yeah. I don't know how, my hair was down to my shoulders at one point. You know, and you're doing Russian plays, so you grow a beard, and I didn't even know I could grow a beard either in the first year. And you're just thrown into this kind of world.
What advice would you give somebody that was actually looking to go into the drama school in the first place? I mean, you know, what's a good thing to be doing so that you put yourself in the best position?
I'd apply to the top 6 to 10 schools. I wouldn't necessarily go and study drama at university. If you want to be an actor, I'd go to a drama school and do an accredited 3-year course. BA, nothing beats it. There's no shortcut. Yes, people do make it in the industry, not having gone, but the craft you build in those 3 years, the foundation you build to secure yourself, that craft as an actor, when you're going to go out there against so many people and that competition, you've just got to get the best training you possibly can, even if you don't get in year one. And that's the thing, I didn't get until year three of trying. You've got
to go. So you tried three times.
Yeah, you've got to go back and do it again. If you want it that bad, you have to wait, gain more experience, and go back and do it
again.
And
listen to what you've been told.
Yeah, they love life experience. You won't, you know, people don't always get in when they're 18, 19.
So getting an agent, how does that, what happens there?
It's probably the hardest, most stressful thing. It's just, agents will come to your showcase and they will come. They want to see you in something. They will come to your third year productions. It's difficult because they receive so many letters, and I know they throw a lot of them away, and some of them they don't. So if you're going to write to agents, which you should, you've got to check on their website, because they'll tell you whether they want emails or letters.
You must stick to the rules.
Stick to the rules. Do your research. Don't just write to an agent, agency. Write to an agent. Look at their client list. Find out if there's a if they're looking for someone like you. If you look at their cast list and they've got 10 guys like you, they're probably not going to be looking for someone else like you. You know, be clever. You're looking for an agent as much as they're looking for you, even though that's something I never listened to. It takes a lot of confidence to think like that, that you are looking for an agent.
How did your agent get you?
Well, I was lucky. I was cast in the lead in the first public performance. 2 days after the play finished, I got a phone call and a couple of emails. Yeah, completely out of the blue. A couple of agents emailed me and wanted to meet me, and then one of them, who I'm still with now, been with him 2.5 years, called me. Grant Parsons, he's at Curtis Brown. And he just started at that agency, so he was hungry for new actors.
And so tell us a little bit about what you've done then since you've graduated.
Always takes time to kind of get your first job because they want experience. I kept getting knocked back. Recalls and, you know, not getting them.
It's going to be this one.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Going to be this one. And then I finally got my first job in Much Ado About Nothing at the Wyndham Theatre last summer, directed by Josie Rourke, and starring Catherine Tate and David Tennant. I'm just auditioning at the moment, so nothing's concrete at the moment, but there's
a few
things.
Can you give us a sort of flavour of what's in the area that you are looking at?
Well, I'm hoping for some TV this year.
That was Lee Knight. And finally, what's on? This Saturday, the Muswell Hill Market returns to O'Neill's. Organiser Jet Payne tells us more.
We're holding a market in the O'Neill's converted church pub, and it's going to be all on the upstairs mezzanine area that they have in the building. We're going to have lots of stalls. There's going to be people selling vintage things, collectibles, handmade art items like candles and jewellery and all sorts of things, really. A real mixed bag of local talent. Try to get as many people who are local to hold stalls as possible, just so that we really tie the community together with the event. The first one we did as part of the Eat, Drink and Be Merry in Muswell Hill event, which was sort of inspired by the Muswell Hill Traders Association were applying to have a town square area made by the Odeon, which would have been perfect to have markets, and it's something that in Muswell Hill we kind of lack. So what we can do is we can use the spaces that we have got, and in this example we're using the O'Neill's Church. You know, Muswell Hill's this sort of U shape, and it sits right in the middle of that U shape, so it's perfect for everybody. And I think years ago they did used to sometimes have things, they used to sell Christmas trees in there before it was a pub. I remember when I was a child growing up in Muswell Hill, so in my mind it had that kind of association. The market's on between 11 and 4:30, and it's going to be once a month, but it will be different dates each month, and you'll need to keep an eye on the website, muswellhillmarket.com.
That was Jet Payne. And that's all we have for this week. My thanks to Susanna, Lee and Jet. If you'd like to take part or have any comments, you can log on to n10show.com or you can follow us on Twitter at MuswellHM. Till next week, goodbye.
N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.